Welcome to Widow Too Soon. This is Michelle Bader Eber. Can I talk? This is Michelle Bader Ebersole. I'm sitting here with Rob Linger today. I don't know if you guys remember Rob. I looked it up. It was like 10 months ago. He was on the podcast, but you guys might know him more famously because Mark always talks about Rob with the Android. So, Rob, how are you today?
Well, I just don't know what to say about the Android. I mean, it's Mark is a traitor, and that's all I'm going to say about that. That's not even a good Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's almost say about that. I was so excited when he told me. No, actually, I found out he got an iPhone because I text him and it turned blue. And I was like, "Did you get an iPhone?" I think Tina converted him. So I was super excited that he had an
And you don't
iPhone.
like green texts.
I don't, because when you text me, I'm like, "Oh, green text. You don't have an iPhone." I like the blue text, you know? Anyways, super excited you're here, and we're
Thank
gonna
you.
be getting into catching up with you and all of that. But first, I know everybody wants to know more about Mark and what's going on with him. So I'm gonna catch the audience up on that, and then we'll get caught up. So I'm going to read the latest. This was on the 26th of April. The latest. I was gonna say episode. No, that would be update. That's on Facebook about Mark. So it says, Mark was moved to a regular patient room. We were given a presentation for an inpatient rehab that seems great for his needs. He will get his own room and 3 hours of various therapies and be responsible for all his own hygiene. He will need to pass some evaluations to prove he's a good candidate. Pray for insurance authorization. This is involved, but it trumps the other option of a skilled nursing facility where they only provide 1 hour of physical therapy and he would have a shared room. This is not going to happen immediately, so in the meantime, please pray that Mark is motivated and stays focused on eating to gain his strength back, and that he works really hard following instructions to prove his determination to succeed. God knows exactly where Mark needs to be for his best outcome. And so what's really exciting is was moved out of ICU. Since we talked on the last podcast, he's regaining strength. He's able to move his left side more, which he wasn't able to before. He's got a lot of great things going on. So I would say the biggest thing that we need to pray for right now, is his strength, and also that everything works out with insurance so that he can get the best care needed. It sounds like the one that does the 3 hours is a good place for him. He really appreciated. I know Tina sent the messages on to him. All those voice messages you guys sent. So thank you for doing that. He appreciates the prayers and the thoughts. He's even talked about when he comes back on the podcast. So I'm very excited about that. So it means a lot to have you guys. So many of you guys also gave to the GoFundMe, and that's been amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the prayers for Mark. Please keep them going. Because it's powerful. There's power in prayer. So that's a little bit about what's going on with that. Super exciting. I just found this out today, like hot off the press a few hours ago. So Joel said he has to fly the private jet to Kentucky. And I was like, I think that's close to Mark, somewhat. So we looked it up, like comparison to Washington, where we're at now. So it's about a 4 hour drive from where we're landing in Kentucky. And so Joel and I are going to go and rent a car and go see him and Tina. So super excited. Like it's totally God. Like Joel has never had a flight out there ever. And I was like, okay, this is meant to be. And so far, everything's falling into place. I mean, it's not 100%. Got to get the boss's approval, his boss, but it looks like it's probably going to work out that Jill and I are going to get to go see them. And it just makes my heart so happy. And I will give him love from our podcast community and remind him how much people are praying for him and get to see him in person. Anyways, Rob, you've been doing so
Hey.
good sitting silently while I'm talking. I want to first of all thank you. You stepped right up and you're like, whatever you need, if you need me to fill in why Mark's not here or whatever, you were here. And actually, after I heard your voice message, I haven't told you this yet, your message to Mark, I said to Joel, Rob has a really good voice. Like maybe he could help with the podcast. Like I literally said that to him before you stepped up to say that because I was like, that he has like a good radio voice or your podcast voice. And so
I have
it's
a good
cool
radio face too.
that no. So it's really nice that you stepped up, and you know what I like? You kind of have the Mark humor too, which works really
Oh
well.
no. Oh
So I'm going to
no.
be expecting you to sing some 90s songs and
Well,
Forrest
all my
Gump.
training in voice was operatic, so you don't want to hear that.
Okay, for real? Did
No,
you
I'm
train in
joking. I'm
opera?
joking.
See,
No, no.
I don't know your humor as well yet. It's going to take me a minute to know if you're serious, if you're joking. I don't know. So, anyways, thank you for being here. And we're just going to kind of catch up. We've got a long catch-up session because it's been 10 months since your last podcast. But maybe just share, if you guys haven't heard, do you remember the number of your episode? What episode that was?
82,
Okay, go back to 82 if you want to hear more about
which
Roth.
aired on July 4th, I
Oh,
believe.
crazy. It aired on July 4th, Independence Day. Go back and hear his whole story, to his beautiful bride, Kathy, and just the beautiful story and how I see God making beauty from ashes. And speaking of that, like Rob, I know you've been doing grief share. So can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with that, and I guess what you've been doing in the last 10 months or so?
Well, let's see. If I go back 10 months ago, you don't want to go back that far. But no, it's I think at that time I had a deck that was in the process of being rebuilt, and it is done finally. And I've got deck furniture
Nice.
on it, and it's actually being used. So that was a
That's
major
awesome.
hurdle. It was interesting because I started this project while Kathy was still alive, and we were going to start actually tearing the deck off in September of 22, and that's when she went into the hospital. We had all the material here waiting to be installed, and once she went in the hospital, I lost any interest. Obviously, I needed to be at the hospital, but she came home for about a month and a half to 2 months, and during that time, winter started, so no work outside at that point in Northeast Ohio. But once she died, I lost any interest in doing any of the work on the deck. And fortunately, I found somebody from church who really helped me out and came in and replaced all the decking for me. So that was awesome. So shortly after Kathy died, it was maybe 3 weeks after she died, I started going to a grief share. And I tell about that a little bit in episode 82, but I ended up about the ninth week, I realized that I think this was something that we needed to do at my church. And we had actually done it once before, but at that point I wasn't dealing with grief, and so it really didn't mean anything to me. So I ended up just writing it off and not thinking about it. And that was back in 1990, in 2019, I should say. And so I ended up talking with our pastor and his wife, and we thought, yeah, we ought to do this. So I ended up going through grief share a second time, and that time I went through basically just paying attention more to the facilitator, just to see, how he handled things, how we ran things and all that. So last September, we started our first 13-week session at my church, and that went really well. I think we had nine people in the group, if I remember correctly, and worked really well. And then this past January, we started our second group, and that just finished this past Wednesday. And in fact, this Wednesday, we're most of us are meeting up and going to dinner
Oh, nice.
a Mexican restaurant right down the street from the church. So that's going to be nice. Nice closeout.
I was happy to hear. Tell me if this is a rumor or not, but I heard that GriefShare updated their videos.
Yes, they're on session four, version four now, and they're really
Okay,
nice.
good.
I went through version three, and we're showing version four, and it's nice to actually see modern clothes, modern video.
Yes, that's when I saw something. They were so old. I was like, what is this video? I just the only one I've been to, there's a special class called Grief Share Loss of a Spouse. And I've been to that one twice. Do you know what I'm talking
Okay.
about? It's like a whole separate thing.
I've heard of it, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so I liked it, but the videos were the ones that got me. So I have another question about Grief Share because I've heard this from people. So you can tell me whether it's true or not. I've heard that in grief share, so I've never been through the program, just the loss of a spouse, that they actually talk about stages of grief and still, you know how we talk on, from grief recovery
No,
that there's no, they don't say that.
they don't talk about the stages of grief at all.
Okay,
Maybe
good.
earlier on, I know in version 3 they didn't, and they haven't in version
Okay.
4 either.
Okay, good, because I'm like, oh, that's confusing people where they're talking about, because we talk about that the stages of grief were actually made for the people dying, not for those grieving. Like if you look back to the history of it. And so in grief recovery, that's what we teach. So I was actually going through grief recovery with someone who was doing grief share. And what they interpreted was that they were talking about stages. It could have been like they were on an old version or I don't know what. So I was just curious from now you being someone like leading this, what if that was still part of it?
I mean, each week's video deals with a different subject. I don't know if they're seeing the subjects as stages. I'm not sure, but it's not
Interesting.
intended that way.
Right. That's
And
awesome. So how is go ahead.
the nice thing with with Grief Share is each week doesn't necessarily grow on the previous weeks. Each week is a new subject. I mean, you can come in at week 9 and join right in and get just as much out of week 9 as everybody else that's there.
That's awesome. I love that.
So it is a good thing.
So how did you feel giving back, like, doing this as a leader this time?
Well, what's interesting is I am not, this is way out of my wheelhouse as far as leading a large group, even a small group. I'm a type of person that likes to be in the shadows and likes to be a support person. I've been a youth leader for many years, and we had a great youth pastor at the time while I was working with, and I called myself his number two guy. He was there, and if he needed something done, I was there to do it behind the scenes, and that's how I typically operate. So leading Grief Share, I felt the Lord was definitely leading me down this road, but I wasn't sure how it was going to go. And so far in these first 2 13-week sessions, the Lord's really led me right through it. So
And don't you find when you are giving to other people, like you're receiving so much too?
oh yeah.
Love
And
that for you.
actually, the facilitator for the group that I went through right after Kathy died, when he found out that I wanted to facilitate my own group, he said he did it. He has facilitated, I think it was 8 or 9 separate groups, and I was the first one that he's ever had say that they wanted to lead a class. So
Oh, wow.
that shocked me a little bit, because
Yeah.
in this recent group that we just are concluding, I have two participants who want to lead, and actually one's starting a group at her church in the fall, and the other one wants to come in and help me. So
Oh, nice.
that's good. And something else a facilitator told me was, you're going to learn new things constantly in dealing with grief. Things that you don't even know will come up right now. He said, facilitating this grief share, you're gonna end up learning just as much as the
True.
class participants are. And I found that to be true.
Yeah, I can relate that to doing grief recovery classes and the same kind of thing. And just it's the most rewarding thing watching somebody come in week one, and we do 7 weeks, and then seeing them at the end of 7 weeks and just the growth. So I imagine 13 weeks, you might even see more. And it's such an amazing gift just to see that and to know that you're helping in that. Like
We
it's,
did
yeah.
have something interesting happen in our group this time, where we ended up losing one of our members. He had he ended up dying in week 4, or the day
Oh,
before,
wow.
and that was shocking. It was a shock to all of us. I know his daughter and son-in-law, and they have actually lost the son-in-law lost his sister back I think it was 2018, to breast cancer, and he lost his dad just a few months after Kathy died. And now his wife lost her mom back in November of last year, and then her dad unexpectedly back in January, maybe it was early February. I don't recall exactly when, but that was a shock.
That would be hard.
And that pushed all the members, even though it was pretty early on, that pushed everybody into some unexpected grief right then. So
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Wow. That would be really hard. So before we move on with more about you, I wanted to share, because I haven't really done any like updates in a little while, just a few things going on in my family and kids and all
hey
the
Michelle, what's
stuff.
happening with you?
Thanks. Right on cue. Good job. Yes, we keep this podcast very authentic. However it happens, it happens. That's why people say they love us. Like for real.
That's
Like we
right.
just keep it authentic and we talk and whatever. Let's see if we can beat 20 minutes of banter. No, when I told Tina that you were going to come on the podcast and we're going to do some podcasts together, she's like, I think it'd be really funny. And when Mark comes back, if the three of you banter forever. And I was like, yeah, that would be funny. So we have that when he comes back. So I wanted to share a couple of things that were exciting this week. Haley had her senior prom, which was awesome. Last night we had like nine kids getting ready. Well, in the afternoon, coming over here, getting ready. It was craziness and helping with hair and doing this and doing that. And it was just so fun. And I kind of, I wouldn't say big grief moments, but just it was actually when I sent the picture to my mother-in-law, so Luke's mom, and she was like, I hope that Luke can get a glimpse of her today. And I was like, yeah, like I think God does that. I think he lets them see those beautiful moments. And so that was, it was, I wouldn't say grief. I'm kind of starting to have like almost anticipatory grief of her graduation day because I went through that with Hayden. So I know what it's like. And I have a voice message for her from Luke for her graduation day, which
That
is
was so
such a
cool.
gift. I know because I had, we were going through this book called My Father's Story, and I would put my phone on record. I don't even know if he knew it was recording, but I would just write down everything he'd say. And the very last day, I asked him, what's your advice for their wedding day? But he said, I'm tired. Can we do it tomorrow? And tomorrow never came. But I do have graduation. So Haley's been anticipating that. And then, you know, if you guys heard her episode, she said, I can't even think about graduation. Like, that's it brings up so much. Which, by the way, did you get a chance to listen to that episode?
I did.
Okay. I think it was powerful, like, to
It
hear from the
was.
kids, you know, to hear that. I've gotten a lot of good feedback that it was very helpful. And Haley's goal was that other kids would reach out to her. And she had one reach out to her, and they've been like
Wow.
texting on Instagram or something about how she lost her dad.
I gotta say, Haley did incredible
Thank
on
you.
that podcast. Good job,
Yeah.
Haley.
Yeah. If she listens, which I don't think she does, but I'll tell her thank you. I mean, I'll tell her. But it was that episode was really hard for me. It was like a therapy session. She told me things she's never told me. You know, I'd never heard her perspective of how Luke died and what it was like for her. I've never heard her tell me that she had like mostly sad tears at my wedding. You know, there was just like a lot of good things. She doesn't like to talk about her feelings. So that was really a beautiful thing to hear. And I'm so proud of her for doing that. Also, we're anticipating in eighth grade, she did a time capsule. Their Bible teacher did this time capsule and she brings it to them when they're seniors. And in the time capsule is when Luke was really sick, like months before he died. Everything was about her dad, and I hope he's at graduation. And she put all the pictures of her daddy-daughter ball in the time capsule and all these precious things. And so I've definitely, that teacher left the school, but I like found her. I'm like, are you going to be able to bring that back to her? Because it's really precious. So she is. But anyways, it's, you know, we're just kind of anticipating what's coming with this, you know, graduation season and all that. So everything is beautiful, but sad because it's also sad for me that she's growing up. Her birthday is May 5th, so we're almost there. And so there's a lot of like bittersweet feelings going on with that, but yet I'm so happy for her and excited about her future.
Couple of big days in a row there, the fourth and the fifth.
Yes, which I don't think I mentioned that yet. Maybe I did at the beginning of the podcast. I can't remember if you and I were talking or we talked about. So May 4th, I remember it because it's May the 4th be with you, that whole weird thing. May 4th, 2021, Mark and I
Luke,
launched
I'm your
Widow Too.
father.
See, you can do voices. We launched Widow Too Soon on that day. And so I was very excited to do that episode with Mark to celebrate the 3-year anniversary, but I have another really exciting idea, which I'm not going to release yet, but you guys will probably find out like the week after you're listening to this that we're going to do something great for that,
Bong, bong,
which is
bong.
see, you got the sound effects, you got the whole like Mark rhythm of how this works, so you're doing great. So that's very exciting that we've been around for 3 years. We're in over 80 countries. For that, I think for the next podcast, I want to have some of those statistics up and share them. But just how many people, how many emails we've gotten about how their lives have changed, and it's really amazing to hear that because it was just two people talking into a microphone, and we had like I remember the first episode, we were like we got like 10 listens. It was our family, like, and friends, pretty much. And then you could see the statistics, and I was like, it's all from California. It's all your people. Where's my people? So, anyways, humble beginnings to where we are, and it's been very exciting. So we'll be celebrating that. A couple other things. Hayden comes home from college this week, so excited about that, finishing up his sophomore year. And he just said to me on the phone that it's weird for him still coming home because the other kids have lived with Joel for 13 months. He's only lived in the summer, and he's like, it's harder for me. It's more of a shock for me. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. They've had more time to get used to him. But I'm hoping that he'll, get more used to it. And as we speak, downstairs, Joel and Peyton are having a Bible study. That's a new thing they
Oh,
do
that's cool.
every Sunday. Yeah, this is the third week in a row. They've become much closer because of that. It's because Peyton has really grown spiritually, and Joel one day was like, well, I could help you study that. And then it just started this thing. And so that's been beautiful to watch their relationship grow. And I'm hoping, maybe Hayden will want to join in when he's here. So that's really cool. What else? So it was kind of a really emotional week. If you listen to my last podcast, I cried through the whole thing because everything was super raw, with all kinds of things going on. But the biggest one was, obviously the stuff with Mark, but then locally to me, my best friend, one of my best friends, Amanda, her dad died suddenly in a boat race, and it was like
Ooh.
really tragic. And this week, she lives in California, actually right near where Mark used to live. She flew home, and I was able to be with her and her stepmom and be able to comfort her. Stepmom just wanted to know, like, how do you get through this? Does it get better? It just brought me back because I saw them 3 days after he died, and brought me back to the beginning and just the pain of the beginning. And I was able to pray over her and just try to offer comfort and hope. And so it was very emotional to be back in that, but yet I knew I was exactly where I needed to be. Like it was emotional for them, but also bringing me back to like, oh my goodness, I remember what that's like. But it kind of like lit this fire inside of me. So on the way, I'm leaving and I'm calling Joel and I was like, I want to be a widow chaplain. He's like, what? I'm like, kind of like a chaplain, but for widows. Like it was so great to be in the middle of this and to be able to offer hope and comfort and pray for her from somebody who gets it. I'm like, I don't know what God's going to do with this, but I feel like there's going to be something. And so I'm kind of excited to see what that could be, to be like the widow chaplain. Not like I'm a chaplain, but like just somebody who comes to pray over new widows. And then
Right.
God gave me this other idea this week that, okay, so I don't know about you, probably as you do more grief share and more people know that you're widowed and all this stuff, people like give me widows all the time. Call my friend, do this, And when we get people's numbers, they're not usually ready to talk. They're overwhelmed. They have so much going on. So I'm like, God, how do we get them involved in our community without overwhelming? So I got this idea that when, so we meet with the widows every month. That every month I'm gonna have cards for the new widows in the community that I've heard about. And we're gonna write little messages to the new widows. And I'm gonna put, like, here's my phone number, here's our Facebook group, like, and give them a gift card of some kind and be like, and then all the widows sign it, like, here's a group of women or men or whatever that get this. And so we're gonna be doing that because I know of, like, unfortunately, like 4 new widows in my community in the last month.
Wow.
And then I wanna be that, like, I think I wanna go to churches and be like, please send me your contact information of a new widow, and I will mail her a card with all this information. It'll be signed by widows. You know, just because I've been
That's a good
struggling,
idea.
right? Like, I've been struggling with the last few, like, years, really, since we started this. I think I've had the 2 years I've had widow goals. Like, how do we get them into it? Because they're not ready. And I'm going to wait like a month to 2 months after their spouse dies. When things calm down, the cards stop, they need people then. And I'm going to reach out then. And that's kind of my plan that I think is going to work to get people involved. So, and I know all the widows in my group are going to be so excited to write a note to a new widow. And they feel like they're helping, even if they've only been widowed a few months. They're then helping someone else, which in turn helps them. So I'm like, okay, God,
right.
Thank you for this clear vision of how to do this now. And so anyways, that just came to me this last week, and I was really excited about that. And I think that's most of the updates. Yeah, I think so. So we'll dive into what's been going on with you more about. Let's talk about...
Before we move on to there, I do have one more update. I forgot. And I am going to be in big trouble if I don't mention this. And if I actually, I'm going to be in big trouble right now because I just admitted I forgot. My daughter is, I believe, as of yesterday, 16 weeks pregnant.
Yay! Congratulations.
She's having a boy. They're having a boy. So.
That's
exciting news, and it's she's had two miscarriages and lost three babies.
Wow.
One was I talked about in the podcast in 82, Thanksgiving morning of 2022, she had a miscarriage, and Kathy was alive, and Kathy was able to help and be a support for Kristen. She lost the twins last summer. And that was tough.
Yeah.
And so without having her mom there, it was pretty difficult. But she's pregnant and
that's
doing
exciting.
As sick as can be. But the doctors say that's a good thing. So
yes, that's so great. So remind me and tell the listeners, how many kids do you have? And
we had one daughter. I can't talk. Sorry, one daughter.
It happens.
My wife had three open heart surgeries, and she was diagnosed with aortic stenosis when she was 6 months old. At 20 years old, they replaced her heart with her aortic valve with a pig's valve. And at 30 years old, 6 months after our daughter was born, they replaced it with an artificial valve, which then meant blood thinners for the rest of her life. But then at 47, they thought that was going to be a lifetime valve, but at 47, it was forming scar tissue around the valve and not making it work properly. So they had to go back in at that point and put a new valve in. So, but as a result, with blood thinners, we just had the one daughter and spoiled her rotten. And
So this is the first grandchild.
First grandchild.
Wow. So does that somewhat give you grief that Kathy won't be there?
You know, it doesn't give me grief that Kathy's not going to be able to experience it. The grief that I get is that Kristen's not going to have her mother there.
Right. Yes.
It's not so much that Kathy's in heaven. She's
right. Right.
Yeah. You know, she's experiencing things that we can't even begin to process. So as far as taking something, as far as her missing something like that, no. And I've joked with this, and I've heard you guys talk about it too, that if I was able to bring Kathy back even for an hour, she would be so ticked at me for being selfish and pulling her away from paradise. And even to come and experience her grandchild, you know, in reality, she's with three grandchildren right now.
I was just thinking Yeah, I just meant does it bring you grief? Like, you're not sharing that moment with, maybe when the baby's born, it will be more like.
And I got to tell you a little bit, and I'm sure Kristen knows this as well, my daughter, but, you know, she's already lost three. And I hate to say it this way, but I'm kind of holding back my excitement
Oh,
until,
no, it makes sense. Yeah,
yeah.
it's right. So I guess
A
you'll
and
see
I'm
later
sure as it
on.
gets closer, yes, I'm sure I'm going to start feeling some grief on that.
Yeah, because I remember when just right before Luke died, he just suddenly started crying and he goes, I'm never going to meet our grandkids. And of course, like, he'll be in heaven and it'll be great for him, but it'll bring grief to me probably. One of my good friends in high school, her dad died, and so she's since got married, had kids, and she said it brings her grief that her kids never got to know her dad. And it's more grief like that
Right.
like, and I think that's what it's going to be for my kids. They'll be like, they never got to know my dad. And yeah, it's just grief is weird, like we say. Like, there's different things that bring grief. And anyways, thank you for sharing that. That's very exciting. And we can be praying for a healthy baby and healthy pregnancy
Thank
for
you.
Kristen. For sure. So we were gonna talking a little bit before about some things you and Mark had talked about. Would you want to share that?
Sure.
What you guys talked about, and then what his response was, and we can kind of discuss that.
Kathy died on January 3rd of 23, and January 2nd of this past year, I was of this year, I was stressing out, and you know how it goes. The day leading up to the big milestone day is the worst day. You know, it's
Yeah, I
worse
think so.
than the actual day. And you play things in your head and you just think things are going to be, well, January 3rd came and went and I did really well. I'm talking really well. And on January 5th, I sent Mark a message and I said, I got to let you know the 1 year anniversary passed on this past Wednesday, and I did really well. I don't really understand why, but I'm thinking that the large army of prayer warriors that have been lifting me up had a major thing to do with that, and God answered those prayers. It's weird though, because at times I kind of feel bad that I did so well that day. However, then I think about all the last 18 months or so have brought into my life. During that time, Kathy took a turn for the worse. The newly FDA approved medicine that we were waiting for, that was supposed to be the miracle drug for her, did absolutely nothing for her. The changes that we saw following those first three doses, we and the medical staff thought were side effects of the new med, but it turned out that they were all actually the cancer exploding in her body. I went on about that and I said to Kathy, there was no treatments really that was helping Kathy during her cancer battle. And, but considering she had a cancer diagnosis, multiple myeloma, which doesn't have a cure, it's not like there's a tumor that you can remove or anything along that line. It's a blood and bone marrow cancer of the plasma cell. We knew from fall of 2019 that she was going to die, you know, that there was at some day, but she was always, even though she was on this medication and she was doing treatment after treatment after treatment, she was holding her own. She was actually doing okay. I'm not going to say doing good, but she was doing okay without a terrible life adjustment. Yeah, there were adjustments she had to live through and make, and we all did. But you know, we've seen and talked to people that had treatments much worse until the day it didn't, and then the bottom dropped out back in, well, in what is that, September, August of 2022. And from that point on until January 3rd of 23, you know, it just went so fast, and we didn't even realize that she was actually gonna end up dying so soon. It happened kind of quickly. So it was just one of those things, and so I laid my heart out to Mark on that, and he he responded, let's see. Just wanted to tell you I had those same feelings when I got to the 1 year mark, and I was doing pretty well as well. This is a beautiful thing and nothing to feel guilty about. It's God's grace, and He deserves our praise. If you feel bad about a gift that God gave you, then it's hard to appreciate what He did. I can hear in your message that you completely understand all of this, and that's why you should celebrate and be proud of yourself for handling the day well. So yeah,
Wow.
that was a response from Mark. Thank you. That was a response from Mark that I really needed to hear. So
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. So I'm curious, did you do anything on the 1 year anniversary?
well, fortunately, I kept the day as typical as can be. I need to have, just like most people, I needed to be busy that day.
Yeah.
That day was a work day. I ended up, we were actually going to start grief share that day, but we pushed it off a week, so that was good. So, I was so busy at work, I didn't have a chance to think about it. And then when I got home, Kristen and Tony, my son-in-law, we all went out for dinner, and we just spent time together, and we had a great time. We had a really good time, so that was good.
Good. Good. I'm always curious what people do. Some people don't acknowledge, like, don't do anything special. Some people do. Like, there's no wrong or right way. It's just whatever works for you.
Right.
So, we, on the 1 year anniversary, I've shared this, but it's probably been a long time. We had balloons that we wrote messages to. Like, I had my whole family over, everybody over, and wrote messages to Luke, and the kids did. We released the balloons, which some people are like, that's really bad. Don't release balloons, but
Whoa.
whatever. Yeah. I'm probably gonna get some haters from that, just sharing it again. But I was like, what? It was mostly on TikTok. People are like, that's bad for the environment. I'm like, I lost my husband. It's okay, whatever. So we did that, and the last meal I had was when I with Luke was when I cooked him a grilled cheese sandwich. So we made grilled cheese sandwiches that day, and it was like, and then I played a video, and of course I cried, but it felt like we were acknowledging it, and I really liked that. And then every year since then, the kids and I go to Red Robin, Luke's favorite restaurant, which I know they don't have everywhere, but it's his
We
favorite and
have
it's
them.
Haley's favorite. You do? Okay. So you know how good it is. And Haley's favorites. And we, the first 2 years, I think, we shared memories of like your memories of your dad. And then last year we switched it up to if your dad was here, like what would you tell him you've accomplished that you're proud of? And so we did that, and we're coming up on May 23rd will be 4 years. And so we'll probably do the same thing again. And you know, Joel's so good. Like last year, he just gave us space when we went to go to Red Robin. He let us go on our own, and he like gave
I'm
me
quoting Mark.
flowers.
Joel's such a good guy, but I
Thank
agree with that.
you. Yes, thank you. Oh, it's funny, when we left a message for Mark, Joel's like, hey, you got to come back. Who's going to feed my ego or something about like, who's going to say I'm such a great guy? Well, now I can be like, Rob's going to say it. Okay, we got to
Joel,
fill
you're a
in.
great
Okay.
guy, and I mean
He's
that
such a
too.
yes, he is. He is a very good guy. Thank you. But anyways, it's up to you, listeners, like however you want to do it. If you want to not do anything, that's great. If you do, I do think, like Rob said, keeping busy is a good thing because it is a hard day, and having support in place. And then here's another thing I found along the years. I was actually just telling this to someone the other day. Make sure your friends and family know the date, because that date is ingrained in our head. We'll never forget the date they died. But our friends and family don't, you know, if they unless they've written in their calendar, they're probably not going to remember the exact date. They'll probably remember the time of year, but they might not remember. And so even last year, I had to tell my best friend who dropped everything was here when Luke died, all this stuff. Hey, you kind of forgot to acknowledge it this year, and that was hard for me. Could you put it in your calendar? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And so people, they forget. And so that's a little word of advice before it gets to the anniversary, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, however many years, make sure people that like you really want to hear from on that day, they know, you know?
You know what's interesting? The lady that was in grief share that I mentioned, she's going to start grief share at her church in the fall. She was a teacher at my school when I was high school when I was growing up, and She's so much older than me. I think she's about 4 years older than me. But anyways, she mentioned in Grief Share that when friends of hers or any type of, maybe not so much a close friend, but any friend of hers that has a loss in her life, she marks the date down on her phone and
That's
on her
very good.
calendar so she can be a support. Hey, I'm just thinking about you. I know today's could be tough. And that was something that was impressive of me, that I was impressed with. It
Yeah,
was
that's amazing.
so that's good advice.
Yeah, because it can definitely be hard. So I had an idea of something that we could talk about, because you have a different situation than Mark and I, because we both have kids at home. And so I'd love to know more, because we have a lot of people in our audience who, like you, do not have kids at home and are living alone. And I just want to know, what's been the most challenging thing, being widowed without having kids at home, and maybe some advice for someone in your same situation, because you can speak to people that I can't speak to and that Mark can't speak to. So I'd love to hear more about, or and even what that's what is it like for you? That's a lot all in one. I'm just asking. And there's no warning, everybody. I didn't tell him this. I just thought of it right now, because that's how we roll on this podcast.
Well,
So continue.
it's funny when you asked me about back in the on my in episode 82, what's the biggest challenge of being a widower?
Yes.
And
Yeah.
I, without hesitating, I said, meals.
I'll remember that. Yes.
And Mark's like, you're my kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
But
Totally.
that's you're looking for something different here though. But it
Yeah.
the house when I came home the day Kathy died, and I'm sure I've heard this from so many people, you come home to the house and nothing in the house has changed physically, but the house is so silent.
I'm sure,
And
yeah.
it was just, I remember sitting down at the kitchen table, and this is the middle of winter. I should be hearing the furnace running, which it was, but I should be able to hear the house, just the noises of the house that I've always heard. I didn't hear a thing, and it was such a lonely, it was just lonely. And
Yeah.
That time, I have learned to embrace a little bit of widowhood where there is some freedom. You have some freedom
Yeah.
as and there are times when I'm like, oh, I kind of like this, but those times get overshadowed real often with,
Right.
I wish there was somebody here. I wish Kathy was here to sit next to me and we could watch, as much as I hate to say this, watch Hallmark movies together during Christmas. She loved that.
Oh, I
And
love
I would sit there and take one for the team and watch a Hallmark movie,
it.
but
Oh. They're not that bad. They're amazing.
well, it's the
I
same
mean,
plot, just different characters.
that's what Luke used to say, and that's what Joel says too. And that's what you're saying. And I think that's what Mark says. Like, everybody says that.
But
Every guy says that.
she
But
loved
yes, I
them.
hear what you're saying. Yeah.
She loved watching those, and I would, especially as after she was diagnosed, she did have to make some life changes. She wasn't able to be out and about, especially she was diagnosed in fall of 2019, and obviously COVID hit in March of 2020, and her immune system was so shot to begin with that there was no way she can, go out even without COVID. It was going to
Right.
affect how we handled being social. And so we just spent a lot of time watching TV shows. When she went in to have stem cell transplant done, it was right in the middle of COVID, the summer of 2020. She was in for 5.5 weeks. She had some difficulties, and I wasn't able to go in and see her at all during that time. So, and everything was closed down. So all I was able to do was ride my bike and come home and watch YouTube videos pretty much. And so I got her hooked on some of the sailing channels of the
Oh,
people I
fun.
followed on YouTube. And so we did a little trade-off. I took one for the team with the Hallmark movies, and she would watch my sailing videos. So, but it just having someone there to do things with like that. We ended up doing a lot of we call them one tank trips. Saturday morning we'd take off and we'd go explore a part of Ohio that we hadn't been before.
Oh,
And
that's fun.
we would do that, and just missing times like that. I you know, they just there's so many different little things that I miss. And so
And what helped you get through, I know it's probably still difficult, like being alone in the house, but what made it more bearable?
well, for me, time has helped. You know, and you hear people say, well, it's the new normal, and you know, your new normal meets your old normal and all that stuff, and it's kind of a cliche, but yet it kind of is true. It just, you know, every day is another day that you've learned how to live without your spouse. And or your loved one, would, you know, whatever it is that you've lost, that has really helped. And obviously my faith, you know, I've had many people praying for me. I still have many people praying for me. And you know, you hear a lot of things of stupid things people say to widows and widowers.
Yes, we got episodes about that.
Oh yeah, I have not had any of those. Nothing.
Wow, that's amazing.
But I got a pretty tight group of friends and family members, and they've just been supportive. I've got two guys from church. One is our pastor, and another one just another friend there. He and his wife were youth leaders when we were as well. So, boy, I would say within 2 or 3 weeks after Kathy died, shortly around that time frame, these two got together and said, "Come on, we're gonna go out and get a burger together." And we've been doing that pretty much every 3 to 4 weeks over the last 16 months.
Wow, that's awesome.
I've got another friend from high school, somebody I grew up with at church even before high school. I mean, we were friends forever. He's been coming over, and we go out. There's a pizza place around my house that he absolutely loves, and so we go out and we'll grab a pizza, and then we come back to my house and we play pool all night. And
Fun.
it's just that support that I'm having. My family, we get together. We try to get together monthly for just go out to eat somewhere as a whole family. And sometimes it's just my sisters and my brother-in-law. Sometimes it's all the nieces and nephews that live in the area as well. And so other times I've had cousins come and join us. And this Tuesday, I've got my two friends from church. We're going out. Wednesday, I'm going out with our grief share group. And then Thursday, I'm going out with my buddy from high school and my whole high school basketball coach.
That's so awesome. So what I hear
So,
you saying is community. Like community has
community.
helped you, whether it's your family, your friends, your church, it's community, because that's how God created us to live in community. I love that. Like that's such a testament to who you are too, because you value relationships and you go out and see people. Like it's so when people are widowed, I see this a lot. They want to just be hermits, basically, just stay at home and like not see people, because that's easier
Easier in
in
the
the
beginning.
beginning, right? Because
Oh,
it's
it is.
awkward. You avoid the awkward situations, like all the things that people ask you, and But that's what the enemy wants of us, you know? But Jesus wants us to thrive, and that's why he created community. So I love that you're doing that and you keep doing that. That's something that's really big to me. I try to see two or three friends a week. That's always a goal to get together. Now, obviously, sometimes their time doesn't allow that. But I'm in a season of my life right now where I can do that. And I really, that was also when I was a brand new widow. That was huge to me. I would schedule in like friends I was going to see every single week. And I still try to do that. To keep us going, because you know, it's I see that too often, and people don't want to leave their home, which I get it, like it
Right.
hurts too bad, you know. And there's it's okay to have your alone time, but it's really good to have that healthy time. So, you found strength and community in your relationship. You know, we say it's not just time, it's what you do with the time, and you're involved with grief shares, so you've been getting help for your grief, you know, you've actually been grieving what we feel we heal. And
I've heard that before somewhere.
yeah, just a few times. So you've been doing really, really healthy things. Can you think of anything else that's, you know, helped you through your hard times and all of that?
There, right before Kathy died, about a month before Kathy died, a high school friend, had a college roommate, whose husband ended up being diagnosed with multiple myeloma as well, and she's actually in the in our Facebook group, Ellen Spencer Ziegler.
I've seen her name many
So,
times.
oh yeah. So Ellen and I got to become our mutual friend Janet asked if I could become Facebook friends with Ellen and her husband to try and just help encourage them through this whole time. And Ellen lives about 40 minutes away, not terribly too far, but we've got to become friends on Facebook, and we have both really encouraged and helped each other through all this, and it's been a good
That's
thing.
huge.
And having somebody, you hate to look at it this way, having somebody go through the same thing you are can be an encouragement. However, you don't want to really say that out loud, you know? It's
Well,
that's
yeah. I mean, this podcast wouldn't be here if that hadn't happened. Mark and I connected over a similar, our spouses had died of the same thing, and we encouraged each other. So
Right.
I think it's important to have that, and I love that you and Ellen have been able to encourage each other. And that's why I always encourage people to find another widowed person who can get what you're talking about. Even, you know, ooh, this might be a good way to do. I'm thinking about how we could connect people within our group is like find somebody who is like around the same time period too. That's helpful. I was through grief recovery, I was able to connect two women. They were like the anniversaries of their deaths of their husbands were like 2 days apart from each other, and they just finished grief recovery the same time. And I was able to connect them, and that's been huge. They've, you know, been able to encourage each other, like, and they remember each other's like anniversaries of the death and all the things because it's like 2 days apart from each other. And so I think if we could encourage in our community, I'm going to do a poll and somehow connect people to connect with another widow or widower who has been through either like a similar death or a similar timeline. I think that's huge.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
that was huge in my recovery, is finding someone to who got it. And like, you know, that was huge. I think I'm glad that that's a story that you have too, finding someone. So interesting. I did this poll a couple days ago about where have you found the most support since you've been widowed? And I just wanted to share the top five things that people said how they've gotten through this, how they found support. Number one, and this isn't a surprise, 26% of people said God. That makes me happy. But
I
that
answer that way.
is me too. And then 15% church family, which I think, oh, wait, there's one above that. 17% family. And then 15% church family. 13%, I can't read my writing. What is that? Friends. And then this one I didn't even put in, but somebody added it. 10% said our podcast helped them. And
Those
then
are the
it
ones I answered, each one of those. I
oh,
saw somebody
wow,
answer that
crazy.
about the podcast, and that I answer that one as well, so.
Yeah, so it was just interesting to see where people, I answered God, family, and friends. I don't know, I said God, family, and widowed friends. Because I happened to know a lot of widows when I became widowed, and then I've found a lot of widows, and so that's always been a huge support to me. That was less with like 5%, and I think it's just because some widows don't know other widows, and so they haven't felt that support. So that was interesting. So thanks for participating in the poll, everyone that did that. It's just is interesting to see where people are coming from and what's helped them and all of that stuff.
You know, something that I find is kind of sad, being in now it's been four different grief share sessions, two I've led and two I've participated in. Very, very, very few widowers do that, sign up
Yeah.
for grief share or anything.
Right.
They're, you know,
Or listen to the
especially
podcast.
guys my age, you know, and older, they've been told all their lives, you know, you can't show your emotions. You can't. It's like,
Exactly.
no, you know, you can't,
Yeah.
you need to.
Yeah, it's true. And that's why I'm so glad that, Mark has joined me in this podcast and now you're doing some like we need more widowers represented because there's, I mean, it's really, I think it's maybe 10% are men listening to the podcast, maybe. But I know there's such a huge need for this, and that's why I think we are the, I'm pretty sure we're the only Christian podcast or even maybe at all with a widower. Like as a host, I'm pretty sure, maybe at all, but
There
definitely
is another
Christian.
one out there
Oh, there
that I
is. Okay.
listen to, but
Good.
they swear too much. I'm gonna just put it that
Okay.
way
Okay.
without
So is
naming any
it,
names.
yeah, different than what you get here?
Right.
I think that's really important. And so, I love that you're here and able to give more voice to that because widowers are going through these same emotions. They lost their spouse too, but yet there's so small amount of resources. I know that's something Mark has talked about. Like there's not a ton of resources and they don't talk about their feelings and they don't, there are, I have heard there are some widower groups, like a Christian widower group. It's a big one. They do a retreat. Do you know what I'm talking about? Can't remember the name of
I
it.
haven't heard of that one. There is a big one on Facebook for widowers only, and I'm actually a member of that one as well. But it's not Christian based, but it's a good group. They do offer a
Yeah.
lot of support.
Yeah, I'm gonna by the next podcast hopefully look up the name of the one for widowers because I believe they have like at least they have a page on Instagram and I know they do retreats because I've talked about it with people before. And I think that's really awesome because there's not as much, and there needs to be more resources and men need to know how to talk about their feelings. I mean, just going through, I've definitely taken more women than men through grief recovery. I think maybe, five men ever. And it is more difficult for them to talk about their feelings. Like one of them, he even said, like, I was taught to not talk about my feelings.
Right.
Like he grew up old school a long time ago. I'm like, well, this is time to do it. That's the biggest thing that stands between people and their healing is not talking about it, not letting themselves feel it. Like there's no way
And
just
if you
talking
can't
with
feel it, you can't
you
heal
can exactly, Rob. That's so
it.
true. Because what we feel, we heal. Like in case you guys don't know that, you hear it like almost every episode. My kids know that. Haley even said it on the episode. Like they hear that, they know that, and it's something that's so important because I was just telling this to the new widower's best friend, widow's best friend that I saw the other day. I'm like, okay, she's got to feel it because what we feel, we heal. She goes, oh, I need to write that down. I'm like, what we feel, we heal. And it, unfortunately, the only way to get through grief is to go through it. You can't skip it. Like, if you skip it, it's going to come back. It's going to hide. It's going to pop up. And like, it's going to not be good, And I've seen that in many people's lives. So
You
it's
know
really important to feel it. Go
that
ahead.
reminds me of something that I kind of sent a text to myself over so I would
Oh, I do
remember
that all the
this.
time. I mean, can Androids do that? Can you send yourself a text?
Stop.
I guess you can.
And they're not green.
What color are they when you have an Android?
They're just mine are like a yellow. The ones I send
Well,
out
that's
are like a
weird.
yellowish. and the person I'm texting's come back in like a grayish background.
Weird. We just have blue if they chose the right phone, and then it's green if they didn't. Oh, I see. Interesting.
So this is the
Yeah.
one I sent, which is hard to see on the on that screen, but so
Green, because it's Rob. Green.
green because I'm
Everybody
new at
else,
this.
literally everybody else is blue. Not everyone, but 99% of the people. Anyways, your point. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first off, I believe Android's still the largest phone operating system out there, but anyways, worldwide.
Okay.
But anyways, we won't throw any more stats out or anything.
Okay. Right.
I sent this text, and I wanted to read this. I've come to realize that there is such a thing as good grief, and it's not just a saying that Charlie Brown says. There are times when I have great memories that come up, and it pushes me into grief. But I'm glad that I can remember those good times, even when they bring a few hard minutes along with them. They are based on great memories, and I will forever embrace those times of good grief, because it just reminds me of my love for Kathy, as if I need to be reminded. Then there are times like this where I had an episode this past week of something that came up, and I can talk about that after. But then there are times like this where grief doesn't revolve around memories, but it just comes out of nowhere and blindside tackles you, so hard that you need to be carried off the field. And I said a little football analogy. It brings with it something called grief fog, and that doesn't just allow you that, and that just doesn't allow you to process things. It's like having a concussion. I just can't think clearly. I've reread this text 5 times because of this, because I wrote this during this grief fog I was having. What stinks is I'm just over a year past, and I should expect these bouts from time to time for the rest of my life. My church this past weekend, if it ended today, was having a marriage conference,
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
I told the power I lead the AV team, audio visual team, for Sunday morning services, and I am the producer of the live stream, but I'm also make sure everything else is running well. And I told the pastor and a few other people like a month ago that I am going to need to step aside for this marriage
Yeah, 100%.
conference. And people, apparently it didn't get sent out to everybody or something. I don't know what happened, but this past week I started getting a bunch of texts and emails about, hey, Rob, you need to do this for the weekend, and you need to do this, and we need to have this set up, and we need. And I finally texted a few of the other players involved, and I said, listen, I told you guys I'm not going to be able to be a part of this. And with each text that came in, I started spiraling, and I started spiraling farther and
Right.
farther with each additional text and email. And it finally, I kind of broke down with it, and just, and it was weird because that's where I came up with that good grief and the bad grief, because I hate to say this, but I do enjoy the grief that's caused by memories.
I know what you're
Be
saying.
because it's based on good memories generally. And there's sometimes there's some bad memories, during their struggles and all that I don't really want to think about. But honestly, the my grief tends to be more involving good memories and missing those. And but this blind side that hit me this past week, it was just as much grief as anything else, but it didn't specifically involve Kathy, although it did from the outside because it was a marriage retreat, and I'm no longer in that category.
No, that's hard.
So yeah, that I typed that up because I said, you know what, going to be on this podcast, I gotta if I don't type this thing down and text it to me, I'll forget about it. So,
It's really good. I was like, wait, you wrote that? Like, you're a great writer.
yeah. Well, it took me about, like I said, 5 times of rereading and Putting it
Yeah,
all
if
back
you'd be
together.
comfortable, I'd love it if you share that in our Widow Too Soon community page because it's
Yeah, I could
beautiful.
post that. Thank
That'd
you.
be awesome because I think other people could relate. I love how you said good grief isn't just a thing Charlie Brown says, and like it just that's really good. Are you naturally a writer? Like, do you write?
No, no.
Oh, well, it was beautiful. I wouldn't
Oh,
have known.
thanks.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. And it's true. Like sometimes there's, those good memories and it is good grief. I get what you're saying. Like that's a good way of putting it. Like I like thinking about the happy memories. And I think there's a point when you're brand new in your grief, you can't look at pictures, you can't do anything. Like it just all hurts so bad. And then the day comes when you can look at a picture and just remember the good memory and not get sad.
I have these two pictures that I gotta locate them where they're at. They were both sent to me, and I thinking it's through email, but one was the day of my daughter's wedding, Kristen and Tony's wedding. It was we have a lakeside house up in Chautauqua Lake in western New York, about 2 hours away, and my daughter. She's been there all of her life. She just loves the place up there. So she wanted her wedding up there. So we had a nice outdoor wedding lakeside under a tent. And as my daughter and son-in-law were leaving the tent after the ceremony, she's jumping around, and the photographer happened to catch Kathy and I as we were the next ones out after the whole wedding party. And right then, Kristen jumped up, stepped on the hem of her dress when she went to jump, and fell flat on her face.
Oh no.
And Kathy and I were just dying laughing.
Oh my
And the
goodness.
photographer caught that moment, and it was so perfect. And I have a picture of that taped onto my monitor, one of my monitors at work I could look at. And then the next one was a wedding of our good friend's son. It was up in New Hampshire, and we were I'm not a dancer. I'm sorry, Michelle, I'm not a dancer. I just don't dance.
Well, neither is Mark, apparently, so.
I can't even move with grace, but it was Kathy was out on the dance floor, and there was a slow song coming up, so I went up and we danced, and we kind of moved, just rocked. I don't know what you want to call it,
Yeah.
but the song they played was a song by Eric Clapton called Wonderful Tonight.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I liked that song. And I was singing it to her as we were
Oh,
dancing.
that's precious.
Sorry, I'm not going to sing it now. Sorry, Mark.
Come on.
Oh, you look wonderful. Oh, no, I'm sorry. But
Nice.
I was singing it to her, and their wedding photographer caught a picture of us. And Kathy
Oh, I
was
love
looking
it.
up at me and just had this beautiful smile on her face, and it was so cool. And
I love that.
that was about a month and a half before she was diagnosed. And
Wow.
so
And did it used to be when you looked at them in the beginning, like it was just pain? Like, did you feel that a
yes.
lot?
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Yep.
And then it's like, yeah, it changes. You
Yeah.
can fondly look at them.
I'm not going to say time heals, but time does make
Change.
things better. I wouldn't say it's
Yeah.
healing, but it
Right.
does change it.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does. And yeah, I love looking at, like, so we have in our living room lots of pictures. Like, it's people comment on it. Like, the other day, I can't remember who was over. We've had a lot of people over recently, and they're like, oh, it was my friend Andrea. I was like, I love that Joel's good with this because we have, like, on this wall, two big pictures of me and Joel, and then pictures of Luke and me and the kids, and that we've mixed the old with the new. And like, I can look at these memories with Luke and it doesn't bring pain anymore, and I have this big thing from his celebration of life that has all these pictures of him from when he's little. And I was just showing her and it's like happy showing people these pictures and it doesn't bring me pain anymore. It's just like, oh, I remember this day. I'm like, and we have this beautiful picture of the kids and Luke. They're little, like, I don't know, 2, 4, and 6. And they're all looking up at the sky because they're flying a kite. And I just caught this moment and it was so beautiful. And I just love looking at that. And it's like these These memories don't bring me pain. Now, I want to talk about one memory that brought me pain that I deleted. So, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast. As Luke was dying, for some reason, I decided to take pictures. I think it was just like, these are his last moments alive. Like, I just got to take pictures. But he didn't look like normal. Like, he was dying. And after he died, I looked at one and I was like, I can't. Like, I can't. I don't want this. I handed my brother my phone and I was like, can you please delete these and go on Google where it saved it and delete them? Because I was like, he would want us to remember him how he was, you know? And then when I realized my last picture of him after deleting those was he was outside 2 days before he died. He took a chair outside and just sat and watched Hayden play basketball. And my last picture was of him watching Hayden. And it was so beautiful. I'm like, that's what I want my last picture to be, that he was supporting his son and not when he was dying. And so, I mean, that just brought that up in my mind that for me, I need it. And some people might have those, and that's fine. But for me personally, I couldn't be reminded of that because that's the most painful thing that's ever happened to me and my kids. And so I
Right.
don't want to see that. Anyways, that's just random that came up. But yeah, that would be the only one that if I still had that picture would bring total pain. But everything else, I have all these great pictures and memories, and I love that I'm able to explain them to Joel, like this is when this happened, and you know, it's just beautiful to be able to talk about it without it being painful, and that I have a husband that's good with me talking about everything.
That's important. That's huge.
Yes, I always tell people big
Joel's
red
such a good guy.
flag. Thank you for filling in for Mark's role. Joel like that. He listens to all the podcasts, so he'll hear that. And I don't even remember where I was going with that, but I don't know. Just lost it. Boom, out of my brain. That's been happening a lot lately, but I don't know why, because I'm now 29 and a half. I don't know. One of those
Oh, you're
things
at a
that is in
half
my head.
now?
Yeah, no, I'll go back to 29. There's no half there. Anyways, I think.
My daughter,
Go
real
ahead.
quick, for Christmas, she gave me something. Kathy had a tendency to sign cards and all anything she would sign to family members, to Kathy or to Kristen or myself, always signed it, "Love you lots, Kathy," or "Love you lots, Mom." She found a place that can do a 3D print of her signature. Of that love you lots. And it's on a piece of wood and it's probably
Oh, that's so cool.
10 inches by 3 or 4 inches tall. And we have going up this, well, we, I have going up the stairs up to the bedrooms, a wall of just family pictures. And
I
right in
love
the
that.
center, I put that plaque, love you lots, in Kathy's handwriting.
Oh, that's so
And
special.
it is, it's really cool.
I love that. That's awesome. I did remember what I was going to say.
All right.
I was talking about, to go back to the last subject, I was talking about it's a red flag if you're dating somebody and they're not okay with you talking about your spouse. Like, it's just not okay. They need to not only be okay with it, they need to want to hear about your late spouse because that's really, really important is that they're good with it because it's important in your marriage because that person is who made you who you are, and you're going to be talking about them. Anyways, just had to put that in there again in case anyone is dating someone who's not okay with it. Please leave them. Please. So that's all I got to say about that. So I think this is great. We covered a lot of different topics, and it's been so nice having you here and being willing to fill in wherever I need you to. And just great hearing, you know, your wisdom and your like hearing from another person. Yeah, so would you close us out in prayer?
Sure. Well, I just want to say one more thing, Mark.
Yes.
We miss you, buddy,
We do.
and we need you back here, and keep on healing up, and I'm hoping to hear your voice here shortly.
One more
So.
thing. I got one more thing to say to you, Mark. Don't stop believing. I just had to say it.
There you
Don't
go.
stop. You know, I had to sing a little song. So don't stop believing. We're going to have you back on the podcast as soon as you can. And we love you. We're praying for you. And your whole community here is cheering you on and asking God for complete healing. So,
Yes.
anyways, would you definitely pray for Mark as you pray?
Sure will.
All right.
All
Thank you.
right. Lord, I just want to thank you right now for this opportunity to be on the podcast, Lord. Thank you for Michelle and for Mark and for creating this podcast, Lord. Thank you for the help that it brings. Thank you for the help that it brought me. And Lord, I know that it brings so many others, Lord. I want to thank you. Lord, I want to think right now of Mark. Lord, thank you for his friendship. Thank you for this podcast, bringing Mark and I together as friends, Lord. Mm-hmm. I just want to pray now for my friend that you'll continue to be with him. I want to thank you for the just improvements that's been shown over the last few days and weeks, Lord. I want to thank you for that. Lord, I do want to pray that it will just continue, Lord.
Yes.
You have healing hands, Lord. I just want to pray that you'll just touch Mark and not only help him to keep improving, Lord, but to get back to a point to where he was before the brain bleed, Lord. I want to pray you'll bring complete healing to Mark. And Lord, I want to pray that you'll be with Tina, and I want to pray that you'll be with Mark's kids at this time, that you'll just lift them up, help them, Lord. Thank you for all that we're willing and able to step in and help out early on and as time's gone on, Lord. I want to thank you for that, Lord. Just continue to be with Mark at this time. I also want to thank you for the many people who stepped up and donated money and helping in that way, Lord. Just thank you for this great community and just for their willingness to help and for their concern for Mark, Lord. Lord, once again, I want to thank you for Mark and just for our friendship, Lord. I know that we can be a lot closer than we are, but Lord, I just want to thank you for where we're at this point. Now, Lord, I just pray you'll continue to bless this podcast. Pray that you'll continue to bless those that listen to it, Lord. I just ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. If you like this podcast, give it a little bing, five bing, stars. Bing, bing, bing. That's exactly how he does it. Very good. On Apple Podcasts, I like to say boo, Apple Podcasts, boo, Spotify.
Boo.
All the places. And by the way, if you guys don't know this, you can watch the video on Spotify. So if you want to see us on video, make sure you're watching on Spotify. So we are like, I would say, a year behind on YouTube. So don't go looking for the latest episodes there. I have so many to upload. But it automatically does a video to Spotify. So you can see that if you want to. Anyways, if you have a second to write a review, that would be huge. It helps get the word out to more people. Share this podcast. Please be part of our community. This is so cool. Every day there are more people, literally every day, more people asking to join our Widow Too Soon community. And I actually go through and I review every one of them to make sure they are not a fake widow. And they don't seem to be so far. Our other one, you can join, and the links are in the show notes. You can join our Widow Too Soon page, which is really big. But why I like the community page is because you guys can post too. It's not just us. And so I love that people are posting things. We're doing polls. We're doing all kinds of things and trying to build the community. So please join us on those pages. And thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Rob. I'm sure you'll be back. And we appreciate everyone who listens. So we'll see you next time.
Thank you for asking me.
Yes, of course. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.